This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, yo.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse demon into her eyeballs.
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35 years, often imitated, but never duplicated. Straight up today, of course, on the main plate, the heavyweight championship, the WBC version, on the line this past Saturday night. Of course, the Staples Center, L.A., the home of the L.A. Lakers. But last night, they played host, of course, to Deontay Wilder, defending the aforementioned WBC heavyweight title against Tyson Fury. Both men undefeated. I said somebody's O's got to go. The last thing in the world, I imagine, would be a draw, a split decision draw. That's right. One judge went one way, one judge went the other way, and one judge had it even. The judge that had it even was Phil Edwards, an atrocious referee from the UK. I can't believe that guy keeps getting assignments. But, you know, I'm not supposed to criticize judges because I'm certified with the Association of Boxing Commissions as a judge. So I will say this. Some of the judging last night was a little less than, how shall we say, stellar. I just put it to you like that. Whoever the judge was, and I'll mention in a minute, but he went four rounds. He gave the first four rounds to Deontay Wilder. Well, nobody in the world of reality gave the first four rounds to Deontay Wilder. He did. I can't believe any of the judges gave him the first round. He didn't land any punches. He didn't throw any punches. I mean, he landed like 12 to 16% of his punches as a total, and they gave him the fight. Yet, he scored big knockdowns in round 9, and of course, that big knockdown in round 12. Who would ever think that Tyson Fury can get up from that? But the bottom line is, it isn't what happened in those two rounds. It's what happened over 12 rounds. And there are 12 little fights. And guess what? Tyson Fury won the majority of the fights, no doubt about it. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Johnny Sigg's up next. After that, Larry Murch. You tune to Ring Talk Live, baby, on Sports Byline.
Dig this. Everybody plays a fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Not getting the yardage you used to? Try some Blue Emu Continuous Spray or Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream now. Stop throwing Hail Marys at relief. Both are non-greasy, fast-acting, penetrative pain relief that works effectively to get down deep to the source of pain. Safe to use daily. No burning, no stinging, never greasy, and always odor-free. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right.
Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Hell of a fight, no doubt about that, any way you look at it. Of course, one guy going down twice the second time. God, you didn't think he was getting up. I'm talking about Tyson Fury, the giant gypsy, 6'9". Of course, I thought he won 10 of the 12 rounds last night. If you put those scores out the way I had it, it was 117-111. In other words, I gave Deontay Wilder that 10-8 round in the ninth round. But in the 12th round, being an Association of Boxing Commission's judge, it's been schooled by Dwayne Ford and go on and on. But the bottom line is, it wasn't a totally decisive round. The knockdown occurred, but Tyson Fury came back, I thought, and acquitted himself extremely well towards the end of that round. And in my mind, it was a 10-9 round, so not a 10-8 round. Straight up, I think the judge, I'm talking about Alejandro Rocken, who gave the first three, four rounds to Deontay Wilder when none of us, either on TV or watching on TV, gave him any of those first four rounds. Straight up, I thought the scoring was an atrocity. Now, Larry Merchant's going to come on in a little while, and he's going to be happy it was a draw and that nobody got burned in this one. But Johnny Sig, what was your score?
I had it 115 for Tyson Fury to Wilder's 111. 9-3. Now, the knockdowns in favor of Deontay Wilder do support his case at getting close to a draw. However, I didn't see it that way. And, Pete, how in the world did Tyson Fury get up in the 12th round? My goodness, that left hook, that right hand, that power. You know, and Deontay, I think, was surprised, too, because he walked off like he was Barry Bonds knocking a ball out of the park back in the day. He didn't think he was getting up. Nobody thought Tyson Fury was getting up. But, man, you know what? I got to give all the credit in the world to Tyson Fury. It's a shame that the judges didn't do the right thing, and I believe that they robbed this man from a certain victory last night.
Okay, but you know what, though? Let me tell you. Mental lapses are what really – I mean, the two mental lapses he had last night cost him extremely with the knockdowns, okay? He just couldn't stay focused for 36 minutes. Are you on the same page with me there? He just couldn't stay focused.
I am, but with a puncher like Deontay Wilder – the knockout could happen at any moment in time. And especially the one that happened in the 12th round, fatigue sets in. He did a lot of motion and movement in that fight last night, and which was very successful against Deontay. That's what, you know, in my opinion, won him the fight, that great movement. When have you ever seen a guy that's 6'9" flip right hands like a middleweight? He wasn't only pulling back, but he was slipping shots over the top. Super impressive for Tyson Fury last night. One of the first times I've ever seen a big man look so athletic. So I think that slowed him down a little bit and fatigued him, whereas Deontay Wilder was able to catch him.
Okay, the 12th round, it boils down to, I guess, how you scored this 12th round in the minds of many. Because if you scored it a 10-8 round like the three judges did, I didn't think it was a 2-point round. I thought that Tyson Fury got up and he rocked Deontay Wilder after getting up off the deck. And I just thought he sort of like, you know, every time that Deontay Wilder would try to steal the play throughout the fight, Tyson Fury just came back and took it back. No, you're not going to take this. And he just kept making statement after statement. Except for those two knockdowns, I thought he was pretty much in control.
You know what? I think we were all surprised by the power that Tyson Fury showed last night in gaining respect by Wilder. Wilder was certainly impressed. I was. And that's the best way to put it. He stood his ground. Whenever there was an issue with maybe Wilder getting a little closer or, you know, ringing his bell, especially in the 12th round, to not only get up but come back. And he was landing meaningful punches to the point where, like you said, you almost have to give him a 10-9 round for that effort of getting up and giving that extra point, which I would rarely ever do is discredit that point for the guy that knocked the guy down. But Fury not only got up, but he won the round. Amazing.
Dwayne Ford, the great judge out of Las Vegas, of course, who handles our judging with the WBO clinics, he says you can't award a guy a 10-9 round if he comes back and fights well. Johnny Sig, we'll see you in hour number two. All the best. Let's go from Las Vegas, Nevada to Southern California. The City of Angels, of course, last night played host to the big fight. I'm talking about Deontay Wilder now. Let's take that back. Still 41-0. Of course, Tyson Fury still 27-0. I said somebody's O was going to go, but it didn't happen. It was a draw, incredibly. And in a draw, both guys don't lose. Both guys don't win. So maybe they can do it again. Godfather Larry Murch, a very good morning to you. Did you have a good time last night out on the town?
Actually, I did. It was an entertaining show and fight. Better, I think, than many of us expected, although I think the conventional wisdom was that a Fury would outbox Wilder until Wilder finished him. Wilder just couldn't finish him, to Fury's credit. And I think in the end, it rebounded to both of their credit, that Fury is a serious heavyweight again, and Wilder, with those two late knockdowns, restored his reputation as a puncher. And in sum, from my view, it's a really good thing for boxing because it sets up fights and rematches to come, with Anthony Joshua calling the shot on who he wants to fight next, and so on and so forth. And that will keep the heavyweight division alive and well for a few years.
At 4 o'clock in the morning in Ireland, this fight went on the air. Of course, I'm talking about 4 hours into the pay-per-view broadcast. That was one of the longest broadcasts I've ever been a witness to. 4 hours, and then the main event came. So, wow, that was a long, long show.
Well, I can't disagree with you because I was in the arena, and I saw just a couple of the preliminary fights. The one with Ortiz against an overmatched opponent that ended up in a 12th round KO. And then the semi wind up, which involved Hurd, the junior middleweight title holder.
Larry, can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Sure.
You know who? Let me tell you this. The guy that Hurd fought lost in 2016 to a guy that was 8. Are you ready for this? 8-96.
Look, he was just another gritty Brit brought in as an opponent. The preliminary fights that I saw were not competitive. They were just used to build the images of some stars that belong to the promoters of the event. I agree with you totally, but the main event rescued the night, and it's the one that everyone will remember.
Tyson Fury showed lots of class post-fight. Deontay Wilder as well. They both, I mean, going into this fight, there was a whole lot of smack talk, but at the end of the day, they both gained each other's respect, and I've been in that position, and it's tough. You get humbled. Yeah, nobody lost here, but it was a humbling event for both men.
Well, when you get in the ring, there's real smack. both have some serious talents. They're both huge men. It looked like a power forward fighting a small forward. Mm-hmm. 6'9 and 250 against 6'7 and 212. And the 6'9, 250 guy had great athletic skills. And it was entertaining because they both came back from taking shots. Fury most dramatically because he was knocked down. And in a sense, it set up a scenario when, hey, what's going to happen next? And that went on for a lot of rounds. I agree that Fury dominated the first half or two-thirds of the fight. I thought, given the fact that Wilder was the hometown or the house favorite and scored two knockdowns, I thought that they'd find a way to give it to him, and I happily was wrong.
Yeah, thank goodness. You know, I mean, although I thought Tyson Fury deserved to win the fight, I'm willing to say that the draw, look, the wrong guy didn't win. That's my consolation prize, that the wrong guy didn't win, because when the wrong guy wins, it's a robbery either way. But these guys, of course, will move on, and one of them will fight Joshua. If it was your guess, who would it be?
My semi-educated guess would be that Joshua would fight Fury, which would be a mega, mega event in Britain and Europe and resonate back on our shores. And should Joshua win, depending on how he wins and so forth, he could still fight Wilder. And either or, and I think it sets up a number of several matches. Certainly there'll be a rematch between Wilder and Fury. If Fury or Wilder were to beat the Joshua, then their rematch would be that much more important and bigger. So I can see all kinds of scenarios play out. And as a boxing fan, I think they've helped restore my faith in humanity.
Larry Murch is our guest. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live on Sports Byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. Or that guilt-free, no-commitment text line, 415-275-1613. That's right, the studio text line once again, 415-275-1613. We are celebrating a grand night in the sport of professional boxing, folks. Whether you liked who won, or I mean, whether you liked the decision or not, it was a good night for boxing. Hey, we're off for that. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. About your thoughts. I just want to satisfy your thoughts. Oh!
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Heavyweight boxing, and that is why it is always something special. Talk about this stuff which they put on in cages nowadays, when anything goes, you can keep it so far as I'm concerned.
Get past the people, get past the hitman.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Back to the Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the Godfather of Soul, the retired HBO Godfather in the house, Mr. Larry Merchant. Of course, Larry, last night, we've got the next pay-per-view coming down the pike. And you know what? I usually don't want to look forward to the next pay-per-view. I'm not one of those guys. I'm sort of like a pay-per-view naysayer. But Manny Pacquiao and Adrian Broner, they both look like they're in pretty good condition. And guess what? Again, like I've told you before, I'm excited.
I think there is an excitement quotient in that, even though Broner has been a kind of a flop since he moved up from lightweight, and Pacquiao is 40 years old and working as a senator in the Philippines. But there is a buzz about that, and whether Broner has enough to bring out the old man and the old man, or whether the old man can punch through Broner.
You know, let's go. Someone just got shot. I got shot back here a text here talking about Jack Reese handling the knockdown, the last knockdown of Tyson Fury. Why did he ask Tyson Fury to move over this way and move over that way? Well, that was part of this new. The Association of Boxing Commissions did a seminar at the recent WBO convention in Panama City, and they're doing this now with fighters. In other words, they just don't make them stand there and shake their head up and down whether you're okay. You've got to prove it to them. In other words, take a step to your right, take a step to your left, follow the referee's instructions. If you don't, they'll stop the fight. Tyson Fury, Godfather, I got to tell you this. Of all the fights that I've ever seen, I was positive. I would have almost bet my life there was no way he was waking up, let alone getting up.
He was highly motivated. You know, after all of the troubles he had, following his great victory over Vladimir Klitschko for the heavyweight championship and blowing up to, they say, near 400 pounds and and being an alcoholic and an addict and so forth. And coming back from that, he had three tune-ups. He was gradually getting back in shape. You have to salute him. And he's a great showman and has unusual athleticism for a guy as big as he is. And he showed last night that you hit him hard, you can knock him down, but he's going to get up and fight you. And there's no higher praise, as far as I'm concerned, for a fighter.
Okay, I'm going to throw rocks at your former employer. They're going to go out with a female card next week, Lucille Brakes, and she's in one fight. She's a fantastic female fighter, from what I've seen. And, of course, Clarissa Shields in the other fight. And Clarissa Shields, like I told you a couple of weeks ago, if I ever saw a fight again, I wouldn't want to see it. And I just can't believe that HBO, the heavyweight champion of cable for all those years, is going to go out with these with the chicks and not even good chicks. I mean, you know, it just doesn't seem right, Godfather. It just doesn't.
Well, it's the trajectory of how they've been going for a long time. And I will give you a secret if you can keep it. There's a possibility that I might show up briefly on that show. Not, you know, in the ring.
I sent a an email to New York about four or five months ago when I heard that HBO was gonna pack it in, and I suggested that maybe they hire you as a freelance guy, a subcontractor for one night, and bring you back. So maybe the HBO gods were really listening.
Well, thank you, Pedro. I didn't know that. But it's possible. It isn't written in cement yet that I will show up for a few minutes just to pay homage to what HBO has done for boxing and boxing fans across its lifespan.
You know, Larry, I was thinking about the great fights that we've seen together and you've televised over the years. And Harold Letterman told me that the greatest fight he ever judged that wasn't as a judge on television was the Lupe Pintor-Wilfredo Gomez fight back, I think, in 1982. And that was one hell of a fight back and forth. But yep. As far as all the fights that you've done, is there any ones that really stand out that, you know, that you, boom, that hit a chord? You would talk about the best. Can there be a best after all those years?
You know, not really. There are, when you see so many fights as I have, different fights are running through my head as I speak. There are many tough, hard fights, fights where favorites had to pull everything out of themselves that they had to win over opponents who were better than they thought. All kinds of scenarios that I could imagine. Hearns Hagler. I mean, those fights are indelible in the fight fans' memories. So I'm just a fan where those things are concerned. But, you know, when we did Tyson Douglas, a few weeks later, we had Chavez and Taylor.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was a rich time for boxing. It was the Ray Leonard era, and Leonard was the biggest figure in boxing after Ali retired, leading to the last great heavyweight era with Foreman coming back, Tyson, Holyfield, Riddick Bowe, a great era in heavyweight boxing. Incidentally, Holyfield got a standing O when he walked into the arena last night. Great, with great affection from fans who remember all the great nights he gave us.
You know, Larry, real quick, the Holyfield story. He was giving us that one-word interviews, and I told him at the Tyson Carl the Truth Williams fight, I said, you know what, V? I said, man, you got to open up in these interviews. I said, these one-sentence or these one-word responses aren't making it, man. They aren't making it. And before he knew it, he tried to expand as a speaker, and, of course, he and eventually was the guy that humbled Mike Tyson. And boy, did he humble Mike Tyson, not once but twice. Godfather, you have a wonderful Sunday. Say hello to the godmother for me. We're going to celebrate this Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder fight for a couple of weeks for sure.
Humanity has been saved, at least for a while.
The words of the great Larry Merchant, the Hall of Famer himself. Godfather, have a good Sunday to you, sir.
And to you, Pedro.
Wow, what a night it was, folks. Of course, it was for professional boxing. I thought it was because it was so dramatic. The fact that the drama was there. I mean, Tyson Fury hitting the canvas the way he did. I mean, there was just no way that he was ever going to get up. And, folks, when he hit the canvas, you can go to YouTube right now, YouTube.com right now, and watch this fight. You watch the end of it. I mean, it's just amazing. He wasn't moving. His eyes basically weren't open. It looked like he had been laid in his casket. I kid you not. He looked like a vampire, a dead guy. I mean, he wasn't moving. And then he got up, and he got up without any real effort. He sort of got up like, hey, man, you know, I'm cool. I'm getting up. And he did the dance. The referee, Jack Reese, when he asked him to do that safety dance, we made him step over here to see if he was okay and his balance was all right. Because, you know, I mean, that's just the way it was. Straight up, you are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Take a little taste.
Hey, when do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa.
Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor your holiday package deliveries. Visit BlinkProtect.com/holiday. BlinkProtect.com/holiday. That's BlinkProtect.com/holiday. Blink is an Amazon company.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Make a million, lose a million. That's the way it goes.
You know, we've heard Tyson Fury in the past on the show talk about he didn't give a spit about boxing. It was all about making a few quid, etc. But the bottom line is he redeemed himself. And the man of the hour, without a doubt, is Mr. Tyson Fury.
Who's going to start? Frankie, you going to...
Tyson, to your right, congratulations on a great performance. First of all, how did you get off the canvas there in the 12th round? I mean, that was a really violent knockdown. I thought for sure you were out. Can you talk us through that?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank everybody for turning up for the press conference, and I hope everybody enjoyed the fight as much as I did. How did I get up from the knockdowns? I don't know. I had a holy hand upon me tonight and brought me back. And I got a good fighting spirit, and, you know, I never say die. I get back up, and, you know, even in the 12th round when I got knocked down heavy, I got back up and probably won the round. Fought back and wobbled him a little bit as well. So, listen, I'm not going to take anything from Deontay Wilder, the Bronze Bomber, the unbeaten WBC champion of the world. Great fighter, great venue, great team around him. Listen, we can only do our best in that ring. And no matter what anybody says or what anybody don't say, Deontay Wilder is a hell of a champion. He showed great art tonight, and not the easiest man in the world to hit, as you can see, but he persevered and kept coming all night. Just want to say thank you to Deontay Wilder and his team. Thank you to America, Showtime, BT Sport, Frank Warren. It was a great fight, and it was a pleasure. But listen, it was what it was. I enjoyed every second of it. I'm not going to sit here and complain all night, scream robbery, this, that, and the other. I thought I won the fight. I'll leave the audience to decide what they thought. But listen, two men tried their hardest tonight, tried our guts out. We trained for 10 weeks, away from our families, put the sacrifices in. We both came in great shape, very fit, and it showed. I hope everybody enjoyed it as much as we did, and I'm sure we're going to put a great show on it in the second fight.
Tyson, do you think in a second fight, again, to your right, do you think in a second fight, given now you had a big fight at the high level like this, that you would perform at an even higher level than you did tonight?
You know, you never can tell, but one thing I do know is there wasn't many people who thought I could come here and box like that after the 2.5 years out the ring, and it's not been any secret what I've been doing out the ring. I've been living like a rock star. But that ain't a great thing, by the way, because I've had a very low time doing it. And I fought back from suicide and mental health and depression and anxiety. And I wanted more than anything tonight to show the world that it can be done. Anything is possible with the right mindset. If you believe in yourself and you sacrifice and dedicate with the right help, you can come back. Because when I sit here and say, I was on the brink of suicide, I mean suicide, and I came back with the help of Ben Davison and a great team around me, we were able to achieve what we achieved tonight.
Tyson, can you take us through the 10 seconds of that last knockdown? We saw you get up, like, it was amazing what you did in the final 2 seconds. But for those first 5 seconds, you looked completely out. Can you take us through those 10 seconds? Did you go from completely knocked out to waking up? What happened? Did Jesus Christ come down and wake you up? What happened?
I think so, yeah. I think God had the holy hands upon me tonight, and I was brought back. Rose me to my feet on the brink of defeat, and their lyrics are stole from a tune. But I can't tell you because I don't know. I don't know what happened. I got back up, I was slipping and sliding, obviously couldn't land on me, and then I counted it, bang, with a good couple of shots back. I probably we should have, that round should have been probably a draw in the last round, but listen, it was what it was. It was a great fight. I ain't going to complain and call Wilder a million names because he's a great champion, and that's what champions do. Listen, I'm the lineal heavyweight champion of the world. I ain't just going to lay down because I got punched in the face and knocked down. We get back up and fight. I'm not the lineal champion for nothing. And this is the first time, every time a lineal heavyweight champion has come back from years out of the ring, he's been destroyed. So I set a precedent tonight. I think I'm the first one to come back and do well. But it was a great experience. I just want to say BT Sport and Showtime and everybody who was involved in this fight did a fantastic job promoting it, and everybody who turned up. It was a great night, a great experience in my journey in life. Thank you to everyone who turned up. God bless you.
Hey, good Tyson. Congratulations to you on your effort and your performance tonight. But what I hear from you, it sounds like you're happy with the draw. Is that accurate?
Where's the question coming from?
It sounds like you're happy with the draw. Is that accurate?
I'll answer that one. I think that everybody should be thankful to Tyson for being so professional under his conduct when we all know sitting in this room who won that fight, but he also could have caused a riot if he kicked off about that scorecard.
Do you know what it was? That. I was telling my brothers and my family to keep quiet. There was about 8,000 travellers and Brits who have come from around the world, 10,000. They probably would have smashed this arena up if I'd have instigated it. I mean to the floor.
So really, he's owed a thank you for keeping that, being professional and doing it under that conduct.
I just wanted to be an ambassador for my country and my people.
Hey, Tyson, to your right, over here, Tyson. First of all, I want to commend you for overcoming that mental struggle that brought you to this place tonight.
Yeah.
It's not easy for any human being when they have struggles with inside of their soul. And for you to accomplish what you did tonight, my hat goes off to you. Now, with that said, do you think you have your focus now?
Most definitely. You know, I showed good focus all year. If you look back a year ago today, I was about 400 pounds. I was in terrible shape. I was so, so terrible. It's no secret what I've been through. But it's proof that anyone can come back from anything with the right mindset and the right help. Anyone can do it. It ain't just me. I ain't a special human being. I'm just a normal man. But with the right help and the right guidance, anyone can turn their life around. And like I say, I wasn't fighting for myself. And when I was down, I wasn't just down on that campus in round 12 for me and my family. I was representing everybody who suffers around the world. I had to get up. I couldn't stay down. I had to get up and show that you can continue and you can carry on and anything is possible.
Tyson, right here. Since the draw happened and everything happened here in L.A., would you be up for going for the rematch in Vegas to get that under your belt?
Do you know what? I'm happy for the fight. I trained really hard. We didn't get the decision we wanted, but it's life and life continues on. You know, I'm not going to cry like a baby over spilt milk. It was what it was. But I'm going to go home, enjoy the Christmas, enjoy my family, and sit down in January with Frank and my team and recalculate. We don't know what we're going to do next, but I hope it was a good fight. I'm going to sit down and watch it and recalculate and see what happened, where we went wrong, what we did right. And we're going to sit down and see what our next move is.
And after you and Deontay had your moment after the bell rung and everything, you made it a point to call out Anthony Joshua. Why was that a point in that moment to let everybody know and put him on blast?
You know, it's no secret that Joshua did not want this fight. And he didn't want it for a reason, because Deontay Wilder is the most fiercest puncher in boxing history, in heavyweight division history. And I saw that tonight, I felt it. No wonder AJ didn't want no part of that right hand. He can't move like me. He'd have been nailed. But listen, I stood up for my country. I stood up for my people, my pride, my family name. And I represented the United Kingdom and Ireland tonight. And I've done it well. I'm proud. And I just want to say that I am a true-bred fighting man. And Wilder came over to the UK and showed it up. He called out Joshua. He got offered a lot of money. A lot of money. Money that could change countries, probably make broke countries rich. He turned it down. And I come in here, I said to Deontay, I said, I'm sorry for what's happened here. Deontay's got the text, I'm sure he'll tell you the same. I said, I'm sorry what's happened here. I said, but you offered me the fight. I said, I will not turn it down, I promise you. I said, I am the fighting man and I'll step up and represent my country. And tonight I did that. And I just want to say that it was a great opportunity. Deontay Wilde's a good man, good fighting man, and I respect him. You saw that after the bell. The build-up was the build-up. We had a great build-up. I don't remember a better build-up than that for any fight. Two heavyweights, were both. I had a great dance partner. And I just want to say, Deontay Wilde, he can definitely fight, and he's definitely a showman. He definitely can talk.
Did you hear Frank Warren's telephone ringing there? Only Frank Warren would have that old traditional ring, ring, ring. Who has a phone that rings anymore outside of maybe a home phone? I don't know anybody has a phone that really rings like an old phone, but Frank Warren, being the old gangster that he is. I love him, man. I don't think I saw him at the WBO. Take that back. I think he was in Panama City, or his son was. One or the other. One of the Hearns was there. But at the end of the day, of course, he rules the UK. He basically rules Europe for the most part outside of the Klitschkos. And boxing, of course, a man that was shot, I thought, by junior welterweight contender Terry Marsh. Take that back. Junior welterweight IBF champion Terry Marsh. Terry Marsh wearing a ski mask. I thought he was the guy that shot Frank Warren many years ago. He claims, Warren claims he doesn't know who it was, and Warren claims he does know who it was. And then, of course, Terry Marsh, when I said to him, "Did you shoot Frank Warren?" He looked at me, he said, "Why would you think I would shoot Frank Warren?" Didn't say yes or no, but he put it in the question form. He gave me that funny look on his face. Anyway, Frank Warren, rocking and rolling, still the king of the UK as far as boxing promotions are concerned. Straight up, Frank doing his thing. Now, Anthony Joshua, of course, he's promoted by Barry Hearn. Yeah, that's going to be interesting. That's definitely going to be interesting. Of course, Joshua's a guy that sells 90,000 seats. But now, Tyson Fury, he could possibly sell that kind of seats, sell those kind of seats as far as the UK is concerned. I mean, you know, all those people came over to watch him fight last night. There wasn't too many folks there to see Deontay Wilder. I hate to say it, but, you know, when you broke down the crowd, and I had a couple of friends of mine in the crowd, they told me it was like 75-25 or 80-20. I mean, that's what the crowd was like. So if you had that kind of crowd come over from across the pond, and people that are travelers, you know, travelers are people that are supposedly live in buses and go from town to town, and they're gypsies, they're Irish gypsies. But I just can't imagine Tyson Fury living in a bus, and especially with his wife. His wife doesn't look like the type of chick you can drag around in a bus. Anyway, Tyson Fury is definitely a millionaire, a multimillionaire, and for the money, the quid that he's made in the past. Now he's in a position where, can he stay straight? Because, you know, when guys fall off the emotional fence, okay, I mean, everybody's walking that emotional fence. When you fall off it and you can't get up at first, or you spend a long time on the floor, you get up and then you're always uncertain. Your vertical stance is always uncertain from that point forward. You could always slip back. You could always lapse, especially, you know, when there's chemicals involved, being, you know, cocaine. Of course, that was his Jones. Cocaine was his Jones. But he also has some direct depression issues. He's obviously put that behind him, and the best to him. Now, Deontay Wilder, haven't spent too much time talking about him, have I? Notice I haven't spent too much time talking about him? I mean, Larry Merchant played up the fact that, you know, he won the knockdowns, but he didn't win any other rounds. He didn't win any other rounds. I mean, that's just the way it is. And I looked at that scorecard, I was like, man, I couldn't believe some of them scores that we took them with. But I guess, what are guys looking for, or are they so predetermined on what they want to see or what they think they're going to see? Because, you know, Deontay Wilder was supposed to win that fight going away. The odds maker said he was going to win that fight hands down, like a 3-1 favorite, something like that, okay? Big money on Deontay Wilder, a little bit of money on Tyson Fury. Although, Hector Martinez, the 2-time Golden Glove champion, of course, the best fighter I ever met, and that's right, better than any of these guys in Northern California that did turn pro. That's how good he was. But he said that Tyson Fury was going to win this fight. And, of course, Tyson Fury almost didn't win the fight. But he had Tyson Fury win. He told me that Fury was going to be able to outbox him. And at times, Fury would be able to throw a little pop behind his punch. And he did last night. He did throw a little pop behind his punch. But looking at these scorecards, I was, like, blown away by it. I just was. I was just absolutely blown away by it. Because, you know, a lot of people tuned into boxing last night. They watched this fight, and maybe they watched Stolen on the internet, or, you know, I don't know, maybe you watched it over a friend of yourself, or maybe you plucked down 55 or 70 bucks, whatever it was, to watch this thing. Then you had to watch 4 hours of bull spit, you know, I mean, a whole lot of crap before they ended up having the main event, okay? Then you get charged 75 bucks. I don't know, man. I don't know about pay-per-view. But guess what? I think the next pay-per-view card, just the main event alone, is worth the price of admission. Talking about Adrian Broner, of course, and Manny Pacquiao. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Boom! In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
USC's rocking and rolling across three cars in the past week. Now, November 24th, they were in Beijing, China. Of course, Curtis Blades failing in like 45 seconds to knock out artist Francis Ngannou. Of course, Ngannou got beat for the heavyweight championship in a battle for the heavyweight championship against then-champion Stipe Miocic. The Ultimate Fighter, a heavy hitter finale. Of course, that was at the Las Vegas Pearl Theater, and the former lightweight champion, of course, talking about Rafael Dos Anjos, lost at welterweight to Kamaru Usman, a unanimous nod across the board. That was a five-round main event. And, of course, there was another USC card as well. I mean, USC's just, you got to admit, they do saturate the airwaves with a lot of stuff. Some quality, some not so quality. But, you know, you can't have pay-per-views every month. You just can't do it. I keep stressing that point over and over and over again. And USC trying to keep making me wrong by coming back with these pay-per-view cards once a month. Anyway, bottom line is, in the card last night on Fox Sports 1, Junior Dos Santos, the former heavyweight champion of the world, defeated Ty Tuivasa with a TKO in the second round, 2 minutes and 30 seconds in, knocked him out with punches, one of the better boxers ever in the history of the mixed martial arts strength. I mean, he just is. As far as a cage fighting, one of the better boxers, especially as a heavyweight, Junior Dos Santos, back on a roll. I don't know. I've seen this guy get beat up so bad he's ended up like being a cartoon after a while. Mauricio, another guy that's going to beat up a lot, Mauricio Shogun Rua. Good Lord, man. He's still fighting. Well, guess what? He beat the guy with the greatest name of all time, Tyson Pedro. He knocked out Tyson Pedro. Tyson Pedro, you shame me with that name. You just do. Bottom line is, don't shame me. Still come back for hour number two. That's right. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, forthcoming on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll hear from Deontay Wilder and Johnny Siegel being back in the house as well. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.